Okay, here we go. Hour number two. Jeff and Erica here to bring you the latest on the biggest thing in human history, and that is the attempt to depopulate at least two-thirds to three-fourths of the planet right in front of your eyes, happening right now. And it is not slowing down. Never mind, you don't hear a word about it in the news. It's going on 25 hours a day. Erica, welcome back. Glad to have you on board, as always. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be back, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. I'm glad one of us is good. I can't
we'll pretend
take
anyway.
This stuff. God, I mean, you're polite, and I appreciate that. But seriously, this is all. Have you ever and did you ever, let's go back 5 years. Did you ever imagine we'd be in such an insane state of massive murder, genocide, and now the potential of thermonuclear war and an endless line of things on the shelf to introduce next and next and next and next? It's incredible.
No, not me. No. It's a case where truth is stranger than fiction now.
It is. It is so much so that it just defies description. I don't know how people... I can't watch commercial television. People tell me sometimes... Dick Allgaier told me the other day, he says, you got to watch this. You just watch for 10 minutes. You're not going to believe it.
It's brutal.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with reality.
Nothing.
Well, it has very little. And when I say reality, I'm talking about the totality of reality. It's pieces. It's just pieces. It's chum. It's like throwing little pieces of bread to ducks in a pond. That's all mm-hmm. it is. And the ducks think that bread is it, and they'll be there forever. They're not going to stop. Now we know, thanks to Dr. Chetty in South Africa, that the spike protein is the most vile, diabolical, evil thing humankind has ever created. We know that. That's a fact. That should be, if not first in the news, second. It's not even mentioned. No media docs in this country that I have seen yet, except Dr. Chetty, will tell it like it really is, which Howard Cosell used to tell me all the time was the only way to be a professional broadcaster. He did. He told me. He said, Jeff, he said, no matter what the cost, no matter what the price, you've always got to tell it exactly like it really is. To the best of your ability.
Words and to live by.
Howard was right. And mm-hmm. he was an amazingly brilliant man. People didn't know him well enough, many. Some of you did. Okay. So we have the spike protein. And now we have another vax that was apparently created to the extent that that term is appropriate, created, in the U.S., and it was supposed to be released here, but we're not sure. Eric and I talked about this. We're not sure it's going to be allowed here in the U.S., but we'll see. It's called Novavax. Tell us the latest on Novavax, which is apparently now available in most of Europe.
And Canada and Australia. So many people were resisting taking the other vax that were offered, meaning the genetic therapies or alterations, and they were holding out for a more traditional type of vaccine, and now they believe they have it with this Novavax, because the Novavax is nothing more than spike protein.
Pure, unadulterated, same old stuff, spike protein. That's all you're getting. Death
yeah.
in a needle. No pretensions.
Well, the bonus here is that you're not asking your body to produce these proteins. You're just going to inject them directly and hope that your immune system creates the right response to them and they don't do any damage before they've been neutralized. The fact, though, that they've tried this antigen-based or subprotein subunit-based type of vaccine for coronaviruses for at least two decades. they've always failed. I don't know why this would be any different. And by failed, I mean they don't offer protection. Yes, they generate a bunch of antibodies, and yes, initially that looks like a protective response, but down the road in the future, when a wild-type coronavirus is encountered, these antibodies are actually deleterious in that they will cloak the virus coming in and carry it further and wider than it would have gone without the help of the antibodies. And these antibodies tend to drive the inflammatory response and result in a cytokine storm and multi-system organ failure that's usually fatal. So
yeah.
I'm not
sure that this is... Go ahead.
No, I don't... People are just putting too much trust and faith in these manufacturers and their government, or what's pretending to be their regulatory agencies, and not doing their own homework. And really, I think a lot of people are going to be hurt.
You know what they're putting too much faith in? What science has become.
Or what they think is science.
What they think is. It's a whore's paradise. You need money? Sell out. No problem.
Yeah.
It's just not going to stop. So at this point, Novavax, carefully and cleverly, sub-marketed as the safe alternative. See, safe alternative. With the last time we checked, there were 27 vaccines that were either being created new or revised from the old format on the basis of a platform using mRNA. Now, that was 27, and that was some months ago. It could be 67, 100 now. I don't know. But what in the world... let me rephrase that. How do we know what they're going to put in these vaccines? I mean, we know we've been screwed once with this crap. All this mRNA stuff, not to mention the adenovirus, the same thing. So what do
with these mRNA vaccines, this is the beauty of them, if you can call it that, is that the sequences, the genetic sequences, the mRNA can be changed up readily, easily, quickly, so they can make changes rather fast and presumably with the intention of responding quickly to a new threat. But by the same token, they can change it at will to have
right.
your body produce whatever protein they decide you need to be producing. And
what kind of future do we have as a species with that kind of technology?
We won't. And I want to say that there's rumors circulating now that this Novavax, it's on hold here in the U.S., presumably having to do something with the manufacturing process, and it's being manufactured by a CDMO called Emergent BioSolutions in Maryland. That was the same facility that was cited for sanitation violations back in, I think it was May of last year, and for mixing up ingredients of the J&J and the AstraZeneca vaccines and, you know, botching several of those production runs. So right now it's on hold here in the U.S. People are saying that this is a stall tactic and that it may never get released here. Now, my suspicions are that they want more people to be forced into taking the mRNA vaccines. Why? Because they shed. They shed spike protein. And what perfect way to sicken the people that refuse to get this thing.
Sicken, control, contour them into any shape that they want in terms of obedience, hegemony, subservience. They can do anything with this stuff. And they're way ahead of where most people think. And that includes a lot of people who fashion themselves to be doctors and scientists. I think there are compartmentalized areas of black ops that are frightening. They're so far down the road.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. The latest, excuse me, the latest, where do we go next here? Let's see. The virus deniers. The virus deniers. They're still at it, and they're picking up, apparently, people like a snowball. I guess it's on a roll.
I think it's becoming a well-funded movement.
Let me say this.
Financed, I would say.
By taxpayer dollars. Never.
By somebody. Somebody that has a particular agenda.
Yeah. I've got a few notes here I scribbled. Let me do this here. And I really must say that, honestly, never in over 30 years as a professional research broadcast journalist, and I do a lot of research, have I ever seen anything to compare with this tsunami of virus denial before? This is crazy. The leadership of this new rush to intellectual and scientific oblivion is beyond belief, and it's also beyond pathetic. That's where it's going. This is all leading into oblivion. Watch now, watch this. I can't prove these talking viral denying heads are being paid to implement this PSYOP, like we just mentioned. But it wouldn't surprise me or Erica in the least. Starting with Dr. Andy Kaufman, who may be a very nice fellow. I don't know him. But what I do know is that I have watched and listened to him and his fellow con men. That's what I consider them. And I can assure you there is a clear effort to steer and influence our dying societal framework into the realm of complete idiocy and a return to scientific medicine of at least the 1700s, if not the Middle Ages. They're going backwards. That's the agenda. This is not a case of being close-minded, narrow-minded, or rigid. We are open-minded. We watch, we think, we analyze. There is such a thing as viral contagion. And that has been proven even before Royal Raymond Rife imaged viruses on his hand-engineered Rife Universal Microscope in the 1930s, which he made by himself and contained over 5,000 individual parts, which allowed him to visually observe and destroy live viruses. He did it. This is 1929, 30, 31. These people, these viral deniers, are either mind-bogglingly uninformed or they are intentionally riding the crest of the end of modern medical and scientific competence, along with the unbridled lust of endlessly profiting on the billions who are very likely now the walking dead after having taken the bioweapon vaccine shots. Why aren't the virus deniers repeating the timeless words of South African doctor, they will be timeless, Dr. Shankara Chetty, that the injected spike protein is the most diabolically evil, deadly device ever created by mankind? Why aren't they saying that? They don't say that. They don't care. That is what should be number one on the table. But no, all we seem to get from people like Kaufman are statements that the best way to cure a viral infection, be it the fake COVID pandemic or the common flu, is to simply eat good food and show compassion. That's what the man said. He said that's how they do it in India. 50,000 COVID patients in India cured with just good food and compassion. Well, good luck. Mind you, this is the very same Dr. Andy Kaufman who, according to one scientist of note, has two Porsches, I can't prove it, in addition to that mighty fine-looking new toupee, and it is a very good-looking toupee indeed. I'm serious. And mind you, further, this is the same Andy Kaufman who tells us that people can survive just fine with a blood oxygen saturation level of 35. Just for fun, I invite all of you to look up what a blood oxygen level of 35 actually means. Here's a hint. You'd usually be dead, as in a corpse. Mortician time. So for those of you who are looking for a leader to follow, I urge you to do your own research rather than to just listen to some self-styled expert tell you what to believe and that science has been dead wrong for over 100 years about viruses. These people are taking as many as they can back to the medieval days of voodoo science. This virus denier psyop, which is what it is, goes hand in hand with the globalist deconstruction of intelligent life on planet Earth, a place soon to be largely depopulated and morphed into a land of thoughtless survivors and societal government slaves who buy into most anything that's fed into their screens, staring their state of brainwave states. Few things are questioned anymore, and fewer yet are researched. Who's doing any research? Very few people. The no-virus gurus and their carefully crafted psyop are a leading indicator of the deconstruction of what used to be a reasonably organized way of life in at least somewhat serious worlds of scientific inquiry and endeavor in which real scientists fearlessly journeyed down into what they so often call rabbit holes. And then there were all of those efforts, remember back 20 years, 25 years ago, at creating HIV, human immunodeficiency viruses, HIV vaccines, which reportedly included names like Tony Fauci and Bobby Malone. We should hasten to add that the approximately 30 bioweapon virus death labs paid for by the Pentagram, that's you and I, and scattered all over Ukraine are perfect examples of how ludicrous is this prattling and yammering idiocy that there are no such things as virus. What do you think they're doing in those labs? They're playing with viruses. Soon, hopefully, the no-virus lunacy will be the front runner in the campaign to annihilate what's left of modern society. Might as well just get rid of it all. Morality, real education, common sense, and logical linear thought, and ultimately human wisdom will be just a memory.
Well said.
So to speak.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted at it. I really am. I'm a pretty open-minded person, and I know what the arguments are, and they're full of holes. And I would caution everybody not to put your head in the sand about this virus or the shedding. It is a bioweapon. The more you learn about it, the more respect you will have for it. And it is not something you want to encounter. And rather than listening to these people that are telling you to drink baking soda and think happy thoughts, you really ought to spend some time trying to understand what this protein is and what it can do to you.
Oh, don't forget the alfalfa baths.
That too. It's no joke. It's no joke. I applaud Andrew Kaufman for questioning the whole thing in the beginning. I think that was laudable. But he's taken it too far. There is no doubt that there is a virus with a very toxic protein attached to it. That was how it was initially disseminated through the population. It probably would have run its course somewhat naturally if they let it alone.
As all viruses tend to do.
Right.
Yes.
But, the campaign was to get people into a state of fear and get them to demand a vaccine so we could all get back to normal. But they've provided, it's not even a vaccine. They're turning people into production factories for a toxic protein that sheds into the environment and makes other people and animals sick.
And
at the same time, putting selective pressure on the original virus to mutate and become more pathogenic. And we're seeing it. We're absolutely seeing it. It's a weaponized virus, and there'll be more after this. This is going to be a constant threat.
We are okay. I think that the COVID scam, and it's real. People are really dying. The spike protein is quite real. The mRNA is quite real. I think that whole issue is it's the first step across the threshold into a whole new realm of existence. If existence is even the right word. I mean, who wants to exist when you're hegemonized into a drooling slave and given the mental and physical attributes through vaccines and other methods that they want you to have? Is that existence?
No.
Technically, I guess, but spiritually, morally, intellectually? No, intellect is going to be taboo, just like the opposition political parties in Ukraine. No more. No more intellect.
Yep.
No more thinking. No more research. That's why Google, 24 hours a day, is scrubbing their servers of history, of reality.
Yeah, it's amazing how much is disappearing. It's really shocking. They are literally rewriting history as we speak.
They're rewriting. They're creating it. They're using the real history as a framework, and they're dressing it up with all new material. It's a whole new screenplay. And it is really amazing to see. I go looking for things, and they're not there anymore. I'm sure most all of you, have had the same thing. They're gone. And, DuckDuckGo. They're gone on DuckDuckGo, too, now, because who owns DuckDuckGo? Gurgle.
Yep.
So, anyhow, I hope somewhere there is one company that still maintains a reasonable profile of history as it happened, because it's gone. It's going very quickly.
Yeah, it is. It's tragic. It is amusing how you can actually see it from day to day. Things are literally disappearing.
Yeah. When we had that paper up, and it's up there. You'll find it in the archive on the right side, showing that in 1969, the Department of Defense went to Congress, a subcommittee, and asked for $10 million to create a new microorganism, a virus, that would be antithetical to what we need to remain relatively healthy from disease. And they got their $10 million, and they were off to the races, and pretty soon we had HIV. That was the ultimate outcome of it, released in the 1970s in Africa in the smallpox vaccine program. Now, why would they have a smallpox vaccine program? What is smallpox? And then over here, they gave it to the homosexual community, which was, how did they describe it? They only wanted very promiscuous homosexuals to take the hepatitis B vaccine. And in that vaccine was HIV. That's how they sewed it over here.
Yep.
They know what they're doing. We're just like hamsters in a cage, fish in a barrel. And it's not to say that I would never say to anyone, give up. I would just say, get real. Understand your enemy. Know your enemy. And those bio labs have been around since the 60s. That's what they got their money. They were already at it. They've been doing this for a long time. No.
The amount of money that's being thrown into this research.
And if you don't think
it's mind-blowing.
They're using viruses and bacteria and maybe mold, yeast, fungus, and all manner of things in these labs, you ought to put the other oar in the water, because you're not paddling right. It's
yeah, this,
wide
this is
open.
Really going to be a survival of the wisest, to quote Jonas Salk in his book there. Really, you've got to use your head here. We're not going back to the way it was. It's sad to say.
No. And I just don't know how else to approach the subject than just to keep putting the reality as we see it out there for you three times a week and hope you'll think about it, share it, make up your own minds, do your own research. And if someone tells you that you can survive no real problem with a blood oxygen saturation level of 35, you got to ask yourself, is this a scientist? How could a scientist say such an asinine thing? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's actually appalling.
Beyond appalling, it makes a mockery of the people listening to that. It's laughing in their face. I mean, how stupid do these people think they are? And remember,
right.
They don't think there are any viruses. They don't think
yeah,
they
these
exist.
Are self-created, you know, from a state of disease. So,
well, you know, there was this thing, a challenge back in the HIV days. There was what the heck was his name?
Peter Duisberg.
No, it wasn't Duisberg, but good. There was another doctor. It was something like Weinman. Can't remember. He said, I'm going to take an injection of HIV, and I'll prove it to you that there is no HIV. And I can't remember what happened, but he's dead. He died of a heart attack not very long after, because his immune system, apparently, just funniest thing, didn't work. So that's what's happening. We are, again, facing AIDS for the second time. And it will
yeah,
be...
It may be airborne AIDS.
That's thank you. Tell our listeners what that means. What does that mean? The first AIDS was not. HIV was not airborne. It was... If you had blood in your saliva and you coughed on somebody, you might be able to spread a few virus particles. But it didn't float around
right,
in the atmosphere.
The virus, I mean, it was a blood-borne virus. It needed access. In order to spread, it needed access to particular types of immune cells with a CD4 receptor on them. So you really did need close contact to have successful spread of that virus. But this... coronavirus is an airborne virus, and this spike protein that's traveling along with it is potentially lethal. I mean, it's a blood poison. It causes the blood to clot inappropriately, in very abnormal clots.
You mean like those three footers we've seen?
Yes. And if you can't shut that down, that will continue, and you will form clots like that throughout your body and eventually plug up the vasculature. It causes overwhelming inflammation and, dysfunction with the circulatory system. And then a whole raft of autoimmune diseases, depending on which components in your body it's interacting with. It's really toxic, and it's airborne.
It's the most toxic thing mankind has ever created.
Yeah, so there are segments, the HIV sequences that are on the spike protein have some ability to create immune suppression. So even though it's not the actual HIV virus, these particular proteins that are a part of the HIV virus... when they interact with your immune cells, can cause immune suppression. And there's other things in there as well. There's a G protein for the rabies virus. There's prion binding sites. Now, prion disease, you know, it only takes a little bit to get that process started because it's kind of a domino effect. It will cause a protein to misfold, and then every protein it comes into contact with in that same class afterwards will also misfold. And there's no cure for that.
Hmm.
So this, I would not take this lightly.
No, not under any circumstance. Now, I read a big article about DuckDuckGo, and I want to put this out in case I was tricked. In December 2018, this is Wikipedia, it was reported that Google transferred ownership of the domain name duck.com to DuckDuckGo. It is not known what price, blah, 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 blah. So that's the story then. Somebody took it and ran with it. Google owned duck.com, and DuckDuckGo got that domain. That's what Wikipedia says. So DuckDuckGo, go to it. Go trust them until they don't deserve our trust anymore, if that ever happens. So there you go.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones. Brave is another good one now that, you know, that it's not as censored and they don't track you.
Mm-hmm.
There's others as well. But, yeah, I mean, just hunt around and try to find one that doesn't track you.
See, here's another one. There's a lot. This is just March of 2019. Google has quietly added DuckDuckGo as a search engine. This is TechCrunch.com. We're glad that Google has recognized the importance of offering consumers a private search option, DuckDuckGo founder Gabe Weinberg told us. So there you go. At least it's been added to Google's stable. All right?
Right.
This according to their founder, Gabe Weinberg. All right. So there you go. Okay. Next on the list. We should probably spend a little more time on prions if we can, and how I read a story and I have no idea where it went. It was in the maelstrom of material I see, but I believe it was there were three prions attached to something in the injection. And it may have been the spike, it may have been the mRNA, and some other, I don't know. And it described how the three prions, I believe there are three, detached and went off on their merry way in the bloodstream. It was very clear.
I don't think I saw that. What I recall is the paper by Bart Klassen.
Yeah,
back
I got
in
it.
December
I
of
posted it twice. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
And he said very clearly that there were at least two binding sites in the spike protein, in the code for the vaccine, that could be potential problems. And it's really, well, I guess it's not surprising because we know what the agenda is, that, you know, they would have included this or not taken them out of a vaccine. But as I said, there's no cure once that process starts. You begin to lose neurons in your brain, and you know, probably the first thing you might notice is memory problems and behavioral changes, and then poor coordination, maybe some visual disturbances.
There and how many things? Go.
Go ahead. No, go. It depends on which part of the brain, you know, is being affected.
Right.
But we know that the spike protein will cross the blood-brain barrier.
It
can go along the olfactory mucosa. I mean, you can breathe it in, and it can get in that way. And it can absolutely get in when you inject it, even when it's in the bloodstream. The blood-brain barrier becomes leaky, and the spike protein goes right across and into the brain. And some of these people that have had the actual SARS-CoV-2 infection have been left with lingering neurological problems. And, you know, these people, they're calling long-haul COVID victims.
Right. Well,
this is a neurotropic, meaning, you know, it wants to infect nerve cells. It's a neurotropic virus.
Like herpes.
Right, yes. And isn't it interesting that there's a rabies protein on this thing, too? I mean, rabies is another neurotropic virus. So, are we supposed to believe this thing really came out of a cave somewhere? Or a wet market?
Yeah.
No, this thing was designed to do exactly what it's doing, and I think, you know, we need to respect it. Learn as much as you can about it.
Yeah, it's an unqualified success. I'm not saying it's 100% successful, but it's an unqualified success according to what it was designed to do. And we are in deep trouble because mRNA is now the benchmark, the new platform for vaccines. And there are well over 100 vaccines in the pipeline.
Yeah, and the standards have been lowered. And
yes.
there's no regulatory
yes.
body overseeing these things. They rig the data. It's all statistical gimmickry to get the thing approved. And even in the face of, look what's happened with this thing. You know, all these injuries and deaths, and they just get swept under the carpet, and the show goes on.
We need a vaccine against vaccines. Take the vaccine, and if you get a vaccine, you'll get terribly sick and maybe die, and then they can't give it to you. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
just crazy. Who are these people? And, you know, I mean, think about it. 30 biosafety level 3 and 4 labs just in Ukraine. That's not the number. I think there are 8 or 10 in Georgia, and there are a bunch more in Moldova? Anyway, we have gone over there with our filthy money, it's your tax money, and you people over there listening now, you know what's going on. The big American dollar comes in, and they build these labs, and they are just doing things. Why are they doing them over there and not here? The answer is obvious. It's too damn dangerous.
Yeah.
And they want plausible deniability in case something gets loose. That's funny how they used it in Wuhan. It wasn't used. That thing was dispersed.
Yeah, it was. That was a deliberate release. I mean, the whole thing was planned. I mean, we have the evidence that the PCR test kits were ordered or manufactured back in 2017.
Years back, yeah. Years.
So this was all planned.
Of course. And yet, the vaunted press, the great American mainstream media, can't tolerate, won't be allowed to present any of this. And then don't look to PBS. You're not going to find anything there. Communist Central. It's a joke. So there you go. We have more stories about Russian information drops. We think that the two new pictures of Hunter Biden with the little girl are possibly leaked, dropped by Putin's Russia. We don't know for sure, but they haven't been seen allegedly before. That was a particularly disgusting thing to run into. But the world has become disgusting. When you look at the people at the top and you understand that Satanism is alive and well, it's not a joke, it's not melodrama, it's not a screenplay, it's real. There is evil, and this is a war of good against evil. And right now, evil seems to be handily in charge because people are just sitting on their rear ends at home staring at Satan's eye being programmed. And when you look at that screen, it takes only seconds and you're in a deep alpha or theta state and you're no longer able to pass judgment, intellectual judgment, moral judgment, on anything that goes in. It just pours into your subconscious. And you do remember some of it, not mm-hmm. all of it. There's a 95% memory loss over about a week for most people. But it's all being done with great deliberation, and it is being injected into what's left of society brilliantly. Think about it. They have masterfully done this. The people didn't rise up. Nobody here did anything. Oh, I'm sorry, they drove the trucks to Washington. That was nice. But what did it do? What happened in Canada? What did that do? Well, they got their mandate lifted. And the next week, that was a week or two later, they dropped the mandates in the UK, dropped the masks. So they know. They want all of you to forget about there's a difference now in people. And the difference is vaxxed and unvaxxed. And they don't want you to think about that anymore. They want you to kind of get back to the way things were. They want you to hug your neighbors. We've had one of our scientists say, on our side of the fence, say exactly that. Hug your neighbors. Transmission is real. Transmission has killed people. And we've read many accounts here that Erica has dug up. It's not a joke. And the best thing you can do is, I hate to say it, it sounds antisocial, but the safest path you can take, tell them, what's the safest path they can take now? For the time being, at least.
Yeah, I absolutely minimize your contact with vaxxed people. And it sounds paranoid, it sounds antisocial, but it could very well be a matter of life and death. Knowing everything we know now about the hideous nature of this spike protein and the fact that we know it's being released in exosomes, and these exosomes make their way into other people's bodies, and they are biologically active, and they will induce clotting in some cases, immune suppression. I mean, the number of people over the past year that have come down with shingles just from being around the vax, that's shingles is not something you catch. Shingles is a latent herpes virus that reactivates when you're immune suppressed.
And it loves to live in your nerves, remember that.
Yes, it hides out in nerves, and when your immune system is suppressed or overly taxed, this virus can come out of hiding, and it causes very, very painful sores. I remember this one story that Sherry Tenpenny had related. It was a husband and wife, and the husband got the vax, and the wife didn't. Mm-hmm. And within about a week or so, she was noticing she had shingles. And the shingles then went systemic or into her brain, which these herpes viruses can do, and she ended up in the ICU with meningitis. So the shedding is real. The spike protein can do a lot of damage. It can be lethal, even if you're not vaxxed, even if you don't have the virus.
And what's really sad is to read the stories about the women with their reproductive problems and bleeding and bleeding and bleeding and having to be transfused, and little kids having to be transfused with blood that is dirty, is not screened for spike protein. You get a transfusion and you might as well get a Pfizer vax.
Right.
Just about the same thing.
Now, we had that story with the infant there that required a transfusion, and they transfused him, obviously, with toxic blood, and the infant developed a clot, and at the time of the writing, it looked like he was going to die. And then someone else chimed in and said their young son had leukemia and had a transfusion, and he developed a clot. So this blood is not safe. The blood supply is not safe.
And how many people have you out there known who have been vaxxed, who have died of cancer? I'll bet quite a few. Cancer
goes crazy
in a body that has no immune system. Crazy. And not a joke. And these stories are endless about how someone gets a shot and a week later they have this or that. Now they're saying that the fourth COVID shot offers very little protection against infection. This is a new Israeli study. What does it take? See, but here's and I can answer the question. If the people never hear about it through the mainstream media, how are they supposed to know? They don't. They just don't. And it's an accessory to mass murder. It's what it is.
Yeah, there's no question.
Here's another one. A military doctor says she was ordered to cover up a wave of COVID vaccine, in quotes, injuries to our servicemen and servicewomen. She was ordered to hide it. And this is not unusual. People are threatened all the time, especially in the military.
The cover-up is massive. It's absolutely massive.
Tennis player Rafael Nadal, who got all over the guy in Australia that was not let into our... Well, he was ejected from Australia, the defender of the Australian Open. I forget his name now. Rafael Nadal is number one in the world and number two. He's right there. He's got problems. He says, now when I try to breathe, it's painful. It's like a needle all the time inside the left side of my chest. Here, from the Sydney Morning Herald, Nadal suffers breathing problems as winning streak comes to an end. He got beat. He couldn't play. The Australian Open champion came into the match bothered by painful breathing that he first experienced in a three-set semifinal win. He took two medical timeouts during the final. The first one came after he lost the first set. Nadal went inside with a trainer after tapping the upper left side of his chest. He got treatment on the court after falling behind 5-4 in the second set. When I try to breathe, it's painful. Very uncomfortable. I get dizzy because it's painful. It's a kind of a pain that limits me a lot, says Nadal, who turns 36 in June. What else did he say? He said something about the guy in Australia, DJOKOVIC, the other guy who was not allowed to play in the Australian Open. And Nadal is very short on sympathy for that guy. That guy refused to get shot. He wouldn't take the injection.
Smart.
Djokovic. Yeah. And he said, if you are vaccinated, you can play, said Rafael Nadal. The only thing I can say is I believe in what the people who know about medicine say. And if the people say that we need to get vaccinated, we need to get the vaccine. That's my point of view, said Nadal, who has the heart pains now and will obviously never be the same again.
Cognitive dissonance at its finest.
Yeah. Now he's done. And how many athletes over in Europe have died? Just dropped dead and died or died later? Soccer games. And if you think about it over here, though, in the National Football League, how many superstars have we had here who have fallen over with heart pains or inability to breathe or other common symptoms of the bioweapon death injection? Virtually zero. I think they all got saline. I really do.
I think I did. There was a football player, I think... Not too long ago that...
There were a few, but very few. And nothing like what's happened in Europe. Nothing.
Nothing. You're
over,
right.
Well over 100 named soccer players have either died or had to retire. And they've got those clots in them that are 2 and 3 feet long, I'm sure, in some cases.
That's almost a given.
Yeah.
You know, it's insidious because it can creep up. You may not have any symptoms other than maybe shortness of breath or headaches or... But I suspect with a lot of people it goes unnoticed until there's a major issue.
Like death.
Yeah, this is something catastrophic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's this poor guy, and there's denial. He got the shot. He sees what's happening around him on the tennis. There's been a lot of tennis players stricken. He knows that there's something wrong somewhere, but he can't go there. He says, again, the only thing I can say is I believe that the people who know about medicine say, and if the people say that we need to get vaccinated, we need to get the vaccine. Well, sheep up the ramp to the slaughterhouse.
That's
it's all over the internet. It's all over there. It's there if people want to look. So, anyhow.
That's
all right,
tragic.
That's it. Yeah, it is. That's it for tonight. Thank you, Erica. We covered a lot of ground.
Jeff,
again,
my pleasure.
So. Okay, talk
soon. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Night. All right, we'll be right back with Hour 3, Mitchell Henderson, and another, let's see what Mitch has to say, another good overview of Ukraine and a pending war. Back in a minute.